You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some major breaking news. The more Trump tries to cover up this story, the more it is going to blow up on him and House Republicans. That is exactly what the polling says, because we just received new high-quality polls conducted after Donald Trump and Pam Bondi brazenly killed this investigation. And this polling is not looking too good for them. Trust in the admin is at an all-time low. Trump's approval rating across every single issue except the border is at an all-time low. And just for some context, Pam Bondi officially killed the Epstein investigation on July 9th. That is when she sent out the memo that contradicted everything else Trump and his admin had said up until that point. We have two new polls, one conducted on July 10th to the 14th, and one conducted on the 9th to the 13th. We'll break these down deeper in just 1 second, but one of the polls shows Donald Trump at a negative 17 approval rating. This same polling company showed him at negative 10 before the Epstein cover-up. So this is one scandal that has a lot of staying power. I believe it has a lot of sticking power just due to the nature of the scandal. I mean, children were involved, were being sexually abused. And secondly, a lot of Republicans laid the groundwork for voters to care about this by constantly using their political capital to attack Democrats, to act like the files contained only the names of Democrats. And now, look at this. Donald Trump refuses to release it, and his approval rating is rapidly dropping. Before we even dig into that, I want to go back to what I said at the beginning of the video. The more Republicans try to cover this up, the more it will blow up in their face. And this is Exhibit A. Last night, while you were asleep, reads this tweet, House Republicans voted to block the release of the Epstein files. They will do anything to protect Trump, whatever the cost. This story has blown up overnight into a national sensation, and let's continue talking about it, because while we were all sleeping, Republicans, only Republicans, tried to pull a fast one on us and voted against the release of material that would out sexual predators. Rapists. I'm just going to say it. They raped little children. A lot of people walk around the wording because they're too scared of YouTube demonetizing them, but we'll just say it. These people need to be locked up, the people who were with Jeffrey Epstein and helping him. But really quickly, here are the Republicans that voted no, voted against releasing this. I just want to make sure their names are on the records. We have Representative Fischbach, Representative Roy did not vote, Representative Huchen, Representative Langworthy, Mr. Austin Scott, Mr. Griffith, Mr. Jack, and Ms. Fox, the chairwoman of the committee, all voted against transparency, voted against the very transparency that Republicans promised the American people. Now, let's talk a little bit about the polling. This new YouGov poll on Donald Trump shows a 39% approval compared to a 56% disapproval. As this points out, 39% is way too high, but can I say, the last poll taken by YouGov had Trump down only 10, maybe 11 points. Now he's down 17. That is a huge jump, and it's because it seems like Trump's core base is being eroded. When you build a base that is obsessed with pedophilia and theories, and then you are at the core of a pedophilic conspiracy theory, yeah, your base is going to begin to turn on you. Let me show you this clip of Lawrence O'Donnell shredding Trump's approval rating.
Won a smaller margin of victory than Donald Trump's 1.5%. But at this point in John F. Kennedy's presidency 6 months in 1961, President Kennedy's approval rating was 73%. 73%. President Kennedy could have afforded to give up 10% support at the price of making some unpopular choice, but Donald Trump can't afford to do that. At this point in his presidency, George H.W. Bush had a 70% approval rating in 1989. And at this point in his presidency, Jimmy Carter had a 63% approval rating in 1977. Joe Biden had a 56% percent approval rating at this point in his presidency, and Donald Trump has 40%, the only president in the history of polling with a lower approval rating at this point in his presidency was Donald Trump, who in the summer of 2017 had a 38% approval rating. And we know what happened in the next congressional election. The Democrats won back the House of Representatives, and that is what we are on track for tonight. The Democrats winning back the House of Representatives.
He doesn't mean tonight, like the race is happening tonight. He means all the polling that's dropped over the past 24 hours, especially combined with the Epstein stuff, is insane. You can see he has the Epstein quote that Trump said, "A guy who never dies, Jeffrey Epstein." Let's watch this clip of Harry Enten breaking down how Trump cannot win anything. Republicans can't win without their fringe base of conspiracy theorists.
Trump swam in the conspiracy theorist waters for years, and now finally the sharks in those waters are coming to try and get him. What are we talking about here? Well, let's talk about 2024, Harris versus Trump margin, right? QAnon believers, look at this margin that Donald Trump built up among QAnon believers. He won them by 61 points, or was at least leading amongst them by 61 points back during the 2024 campaign. Look at those who reject or doubt QAnon. Harris was actually leading amongst them by 16 points during the 2024 campaign. Donald Trump would not have won the presidency in 2024 if it were not for the backing of QAnon believers. That is a bottom line. That is a true statement. That is in the polling data.
I'm curious what you saw in the primary and how they played a role in that as well.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, we talk about QAnon, but it's not just QAnon, a conspiracy theory in which Donald Trump has swum in those waters. How about the fact that Joe Biden didn't win the 2020 election legitimately? I mean, that is a conspiracy theory that Donald Trump has pushed for years. And of course, Joe Biden won that election legitimately. Choice for the 2024 GOP nominee. If the Trump, okay, by belief that Biden's 2020 win was legit. Look at this. Donald Trump was only winning 16% of those voters, those Republican primary voters who thought that Biden's win was legit. How about wasn't legit? This is why Donald Trump won the 2024 primary. It was because he won the great lion's share of those Republican primary voters who believed that Joe Biden did not win the 2024 election legitimately.
The point is, Trump is getting hoisted by his own petard. He built this fan base obsessed with conspiracy theories. And it seems like this one is going to stick. MAGA will oftentimes twist themselves into knots to make sure that everything Trump is doing is justified in some crazy way when it's not. But in this case, I think we have to make... We know that MAGA twists themselves into knots to cover up anything Trump does, but this one is really hard to spin, and it's antithetical to Trump's entire shtick of being the anti-establishment, anti-deep state, guy who's the outsider that's going to come in and shake things up. Well, now he's the insider, and he's not shaking things up. He's actually continuing with the status quo in multiple sectors. Even yesterday, he announced more aid is going to Ukraine. Today, we learned that inflation is continuing to go up, and Trump is covering up the Epstein files. Now, to be honest, we need to send more aid to Ukraine. I think that is a good thing, and I'm never going to say that we shouldn't do that, no matter who's in office. But Trump is seeming more and more like Joe Biden by the day. This is literally what Joe Biden's presidency was defined by. This is what MAGA didn't like. They didn't like that Joe Biden sent weapons to Ukraine, that he was like a deep state person that covered up the Epstein files, or that there was inflation during his presidency. Now we are seeing all of that play out day by day, and Trump is sort of losing control of the ability to push back. Here is Democratic Representative Ted Lieu calling out the Epstein files.
Epstein, of Jeffrey Epstein's client list. In fact, she said that Jeffrey Epstein's client list is, quote, sitting on my desk right now. Where is that client list? What is Attorney General Pam Bondi hiding? She needs to release the Epstein files as soon as possible. I talked about the Epstein files under the Biden administration. I'm talking about it under the Trump administration. This is a case of the powerful protecting the powerful. We need to have those files released. I also note that the Epstein files that have already been released show that Trump is all over the files.
All over every single file that's been released, whether it's the Black Book, the flight logs, the list visiting his island. He's been there everywhere. Trump has been literally everywhere. I also want to say that Ghislaine Maxwell has also been in the news a lot because she's threatening to come out and she wants to testify in front of Congress. She wants to have her side of the story heard, and they are not allowing that. They are shooting it down. So there's clearly more to the story, and the more the Trump admin covers it up, we see a little bit of the Streisand effect, which is when Barbara Streisand was trying to hide her home address, and in the process, it became a national story, therefore boosting her home address into the public sphere. When Donald Trump tries to hide this, it's going to only make it a national story even more.
He's in multiple pictures with Jeffrey Epstein. There's multiple videos of Trump with Jeffrey Epstein. There are plane logs of Trump on Epstein's plane. There are statements by Trump about Epstein. There are court pleadings of alleged victims of Epstein naming Trump. So we need to have these Epstein files released.
Let me know if you guys want to see the files released ASAP in the comment section below. Drop a like, subscribe. We'll continue to push back and fight for this every single day without falling for any distractions. I will say, we still have space to cover other stuff. If I make a video about ICE or Ukraine, not everything is inherently a distraction. For example, there was an ICE raid, and when I tried to cover that, people were saying, Adam, you're getting distracted by ICE. Talk more about Epstein. There's space for both of these things at once, and we'll talk about this. Love you all. See you in the next one, and peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.